Hi there, welcome along. It's Damien back with a 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for May 13th, 2020. This is our super quick overview of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So for the past few months, our APK Insight team has been tracking Google's efforts to add emoji reactions to RCS, and specifically their own Messages app. Some are now reporting, though, that they're able to add the iMessage-like reactions to their own RCS messages. Back in February, we uncovered that work had begun in the Google Messages app to bring emoji reactions to RCS conversations, including an iMessage-like way of sending plain text fallback messages, such as things like a photo, to those that can't receive RCS reactions. With that in mind, a few folks are now reporting that reactions are beginning to appear within their Google Messages application. Unfortunately, though, the test seems to be pretty limited for now, with only a handful of people noticing the appearance of reactions found by pressing and holding on a message that you'd like to react to. If the test is live on your device, in addition to the normal copy, delete, and snooze controls found along the top of the app, you'll be offered a range of 7 emojis to use as a reaction. We're not sure yet whether the rollout is dependent on the beta update to Google Messages, which rolled out earlier today and also brought with it the first hints of Google Fi integration. With that in mind, for those of us with Android phones that can connect to the Google Messages app for Messages for Web as a way to manage SMS and RCS from a browser, Google is getting ready to take things a step further for Google Fi customers specifically by bringing calls and voicemails to the same Messages web app. Today, Google Messages for Android received a beta update to version 6.1, or Yeti, inside of which we discovered a pair of strings that point to the Messages for Web app getting deep Google Fi integration. From these strings, we can see two key features that make Google Fi's integration better than Messages for Web on other Android phones. First, as Google Fi is attached to your Google account, you don't need a QR code to pair. Additionally, your phone doesn't actually need to be online or even powered on to get your messages, calls, and voicemails on Google Messages. Although it is also important to note that right now these Google Fi features are currently handled by Hangouts on Web. Considering Hangouts Classic has been on its deathbed since the end of 2018, it makes a great deal of sense for Google Messages to take over some of these responsibilities going forward. At Made by Google 2019 in October, Google Nest announced a revamp of its subscription services program that was set to launch in early 2020. The new Nest Aware is rolling out finally this week with signups now open. The biggest aspect of this new Nest Aware is a fixed pricing model that covers all Nest products in your home. There are two tiers primarily differentiated by how long event-based recordings are kept, which start capturing when activity is detected by Nest cams. New features, only available currently in the US, for both tiers include emergency calling from Nest speakers and smart displays, as well as sound detection for smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Other functionality from the original service includes intelligent alerts, activity zones, saving or sharing clips, Nest Hello package detection, and person familiar face detection. The new Nest Aware is rolling out starting this week to 19 new countries, and users have the option to stick with their old plan, with the new subscription packages requiring that they migrate to a Google account. The Google Home app is well home to a sprawling number of settings and menus for controlling smart displays, speakers, Wi-Fi routers, and much more. Google is now redesigning the Home settings menu with better organization and the Material theme. Accessible from the top two rows of shortcuts, Home Settings starts with General, where nickname and addresses are consolidated under Home Information, while the list of home members is now called Household. The first major change sees your list of rooms, groups, and devices becoming a Room and Devices menu, instead of being further down below in the page. It also features links to notifications and digital wellbeing, as well as Nest Wi-Fi and new Nest Aware. While the services menu has been tweaked and particularly benefits from the addition of Material theme icons for each line item. This includes video, music, radio, live TV, which went live in the last home update, voice and video calls. Shopping lists and a new Works with Google are also added to that list of options. That said, all of these items link to existing assistant settings found within the Google Apps preferences. Finally, there is a Delete This Home shortcut at the bottom of the Home app. And overall, this is a better organized list that's more glanceable and better prioritized for what people need access to. For those wondering, Google is rolling out this redesigned Home settings page with version 2.221.1 1.11, and it's not yet widely rolling out on the Play Store, so you'll have to be patient until it hits your device. And finally, the latest Google App Beta, version 11.9, rolled out yesterday evening and includes work on a new bell schedule feature. Due to a bug though, some users have lost the Google Search and Assistant dark themes with this latest update. In addition to search, the Google app is responsible for Assistant and Discover. Android 10 devices were the first to gain a dark theme on all three experiences late last October, with older phones and tablets on the beta version following in February this year. The dark mode issues in Google App 11.9.14 do vary, but affected users have lost the theme preferences previously located under the More tab. Normally the penultimate item on that list, users can select Light, Dark or System Default. The latter follows the dark theme quick setting or other OS level scheduling options. Some with the dark theme enabled have been automatically reverted to the bright default again, with no way to revert to the dark theme again. Others though have lost the Google app preference and can still activate it using the system level switch. The issue though does not seem to affect Google Podcast, which has its own theming setting. The issue seems to be particularly affecting those on the Android 11 developer preview phase, however our DP4 devices don't seem to be impacted at all. On Android 10 though, the issue looks to be more widespread on non-Pixel phones. Again though, not all users have lost the Google app dark theme. Since this issue emerged with the latest beta, we're sure that it will likely be fixed in the next 11.9 release and not hit the stable channel. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.